Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering a piece by Brett Allegri Wood titled UK CMA Probes Microsoft AI Ecosystem: What It Means for Your Business.
And if you've got Microsoft products in your business, which, let's be honest, most of you listening do, this one is worth your full attention.
So the headline is this: the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, has launched what they're calling a strategic market status probe into Microsoft. And Brett is clear from the top. This is not a fine. It's not a slap on the wrist. It's a deep structural investigation.
What does structural mean here?
It means they're looking at whether the way Microsoft has built its ecosystem, Windows, Teams, Word, Excel, and now Copilot, is actively preventing other companies from competing fairly. Three specific things are under the microscope: product bundling, default settings, and interoperability.
Break those down a bit.
Bundling is selling everything together, so alternatives seem impractical before you've even looked at them. Default settings is the subtler one, when switching away from Microsoft is technically difficult, not because of a contract clause, but because of how the architecture is designed. That's a competitive problem.
I've seen that in practice. You find a better tool for a specific job, more cost-effective, built for your industry, but getting your data out of the Microsoft environment, managing separate logins, convincing the team to work across two platforms, most businesses just don't bother.
That's the exact example Brett uses. You end up sticking with Copilot. It's fine. It's not exceptional, but it's already there. And that's the lock-in, not a clause in a contract, a switching cost baked into the architecture.
So why does this matter more now? Microsoft has always been dominant.
Because of AI. That's really the crux of the article. AI is now embedded in customer service, finance, marketing, product development. The question is, who controls that layer?
And if Copilot just becomes the default because it's already sitting inside tools you're already paying for,
smaller, more capable AI providers never get a proper look in. They can't match the out-of-the-box convenience. They lose deals they should win on merit.
Which is bad for them. But Brett's point is it's also bad for the business owner.
Right. You end up with an AI tool chosen by convenience, not by capability. The CMA is asking whether Microsoft deliberately designed that cost. That's a significant question.
And honestly, that's the thing I'd want every business owner listening to sit with. Is the AI I'm using the best tool for my business, or just the easiest one to access?
So what does Brett suggest doing while the investigation runs its course? Because these things take time.
He's got 5 moves. What's the first?
Audit your dependencies. Map which workflows live entirely inside Microsoft and which could run on alternatives. You can't make a good decision without that map.
That's not a big IT project. That's a 2-hour conversation with whoever runs your systems.
Second, research what else exists. Platform agnostic AI tools are out there for customer service, content, finance, operations. Don't assume Copilot is your only option. Third, and this is a good habit regardless of this investigation, when evaluating any new software, ask directly, can this work with non-Microsoft tools? Can I export my data freely? What does migration actually look like?
Get those answers before you sign. What's four?
Diversify where it's practical. You don't need to rip and replace everything. Start with one function, one specialized AI for one specific task that isn't tied to the Microsoft stack.
You're building the muscle without burning the whole thing down.
Exactly. And five, if you've actually experienced lock-in, if you've been blocked from using alternative AI tools or felt bundling pressure, the CMA wants to hear from businesses. Submit evidence. That's a direct, practical way to influence a market outcome that affects you.
That one gets overlooked. Business owners often feel like regulatory processes are for someone else to worry about. But this investigation needs real-world examples to do anything useful.
The article is clear that none of this means abandoning Microsoft. These are genuinely useful tools, and most businesses will keep using them. The point is whether real choice exists, whether you can mix and match the best tools for each job, or whether the ecosystem makes that unreasonably hard.
The goal is choosing Microsoft because it's the best option for the task, not because switching is too painful to contemplate. That's the line from the article, and it's the right frame.
My one action this week: if you're building an AI strategy, design it around the capability you need first, then figure out the integration. Don't let your existing stack set your ceiling.
Mine: if you're renewing a Microsoft contract, spend 2 hours before you sign looking at what alternatives exist for your 2 or 3 most used tools. Even if you renew anyway, you'll negotiate from a stronger position.
Read the full piece at anabu.ai. Brett goes deeper on all of it.
And if you want to look at how AI can genuinely augment what your team does without locking you into one vendor's ecosystem, there's a free AI audit available at anabu.ai, worth taking before you sign anything.